98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Friday the 12th of June, and a reminder, if you want to see Katie Taylor in Croke Park in September, those tickets go on sale at 9 o'clock this morning, an hour and 35 minutes time. So obviously Croke Park has a capacity of like 80,000.
Yeah.
40,000 tickets were sold in pre-sale the other day.
Wow.
So half the place is gone, but the other half is up for grabs at 9 this morning. I'd say the queues are going to be insane.
And rumours that an act like Ed Sheeran could be doing a kind of halftime show type thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love it. So yeah, they're on sale this morning at 9.
Well, that's going to be absolutely amazing. Come here. Now, if you're staying in tonight and you're looking for something to watch, Vogue Williams and Joanne McNally have announced some very exciting news.
We are going to be on Celebrity Gogglebox
this Friday at 9 p.m.
I'm Joanne, this is Val, by the way.
Hi, how are you?
Get ready to be annoyed.
Sorry, that is a match made.
Isn't it?
The two of them sitting down watching TV.
I love that they say get ready to be annoyed. So Vogue and Joanne, they're going to be on Celebrity Gogglebox tonight alongside Richie Anderson and Ellie Simmons from Strictly, Jordan Banjo from Diversity, Vicky Pattinson and Pete Wicks.
Gas.
They're such good mates. There's rumours that Pete Wicks is actually kind of seeing Olivia Attwood at the moment, and she's doing it as well with her mum.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, they've been very good friends for a while now. There's rumours.
I see.
Martin and Roman Kemp as well.
Oh yeah, they just seem so lovely.
Yeah, they really do. And Ryland Clark's going to be back. I think he did it before a couple of years
love
ago.
Love him.
Jennifer Saunders,
Fab.
Denise Van Outen, and James Buckley from The Inbetweeners.
Brilliant stuff.
Great lineup.
Did you say yesterday that Jennifer Saunders is going, what's she going to be in?
Jennifer Saunders is going to be in the new season of Only Murders
that
in the Building.
It. Yeah.
It's being filmed in the UK for the first time. It's normally set in the US. And another famous face that we know and love has been confirmed that we will be chatting about later on this morning. There's a little tease.
Not the Irish one we spoke
not
about yesterday.
Sharon Horgan.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a little clue.
Sorry.
Zigga Zigga.
Stop it.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Sean in Fox Rock has been on. Sean says, my little win is I'm meeting up with one of my oldest friends over the weekend when I'm visiting Cork.
Cork. Off to Cork for the weekend.
Enjoy
love
that.
It. And also so fun to catch up, you know, with an old friend who maybe you don't have regular contact with, but you just slip straight. You just pick up where you left
like
off.
Like no time has passed.
I love those easy friendships. Here's Debs.
Hey guys, my little win is I am off to Glasgow this morning with my friends. See, take that.
Oh my God,
take
so
that.
Fun. That's obviously the circus tour.
That's
coming to the Aviva very soon.
Yeah, also a weekend away with one of your best friends at a concert like that. All the hits.
Oh, Debs, have an absolute ball. Kingston is in Swords.
My good news is I'm going on my school tour today. Yay!
Oh, Kingston, have the best time. You'll have to let us know how you get on. Tara's in Clondalkin.
My little win is I hope it's going to be a little win. I need to get on and get tickets for the Katie Taylor fight in Croke Park. So I will be online in the big long queue, I'm sure. So say a little prayer for me. Also, my daughter Maisie and my niece Abby competing in the majorette competition in the National Basketball Arena in Tala on Sunday. And I just want to wish them all the best of luck. Good luck, Roller Twirlers. Happy Friday, guys. Have a lovely weekend.
Happy Friday, Tara. Good luck to all the twirlers and good luck to everyone trying to get Katie Taylor tickets this morning.
Fingers crossed.
The advice, make sure you're logged into your ticket. Do all this now. You have an hour to go.
You're great at getting tickets, Brendan. You actually usually are successful.
I normally do okay. So make sure that you are logged into your Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that your card details are updated and saved.
Yes.
So that you're not in an absolute
panicking
cold sweat. Buying tickets shouldn't be as stressful as it is. I know it's ridiculous, but yeah, make sure you're logged in and make sure your card details are updated and saved. Do that now if you're trying at 9.
Great tips.
That's my tip. Tony's in Dunleary.
Good morning, guys. My little win is Rebecca replied to me on Instagram.
Regarding
a beautiful cocktail. So hopefully I can find it when I'm on my holidays in Japan. Bye-bye.
Oh, Tony, that's fab.
Me and Tony having the chats.
Love that.
About something I ordered last weekend.
Fabulous.
Oh, yeah. The inside scoop.
Both got great taste.
This is it.
Clearly. And here's Karen.
Morning, guys. My little win for today is I'm finished up work today for a week. My son finishes his junior cert on Monday. We fly to London on Tuesday, back on Friday, and then I'm going to Coeur d'Alene on Saturday. So, very exciting week ahead.
Gorgeous plans.
Karen, it's a full schedule. Yeah. I love it. 98
FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
An air fryer.
Neato.
An egg chair.
98 FM.
Well, well, well. We're back for another game of Matchy Matchy. We have been playing this edition of Matchy Matchy for months. We are dying to give away so many incredible prizes.
Yep.
If you've never heard Matchy Matchy before, here's how it works. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll win this long list of prizes delivered now by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Win an air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Neato.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden trimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
An egg chair.
Water blasters.
A hot towel shave.
And turn that cooker off.
Order now from your favourite takeaway with this takeaway voucher.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, so many prizes. We're dying to give them away. Fingers crossed. Candice is about to do just that. Candice, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Good morning. Morning, Rebecca and Brendan.
Candice, we're thrilled to have you on Matchy Matchy. How have you been trying to get on for a while?
I've been wanting to try, but a bit nervous. So we did it yesterday and yeah.
Oh my God, excellent stuff, Candice. Okay, yeah. No need for the nerves this morning. Tell us, what are the plans for the weekend?
If it's sunny, we'll barbecue.
Nice.
Lovely.
Otherwise, nothing too much.
Nice. Yeah. Put the feet up, chill out.
It's nice to just chill out,
just
isn't it?
Chill. Go with the flow.
Just to chill.
I don't think it's going to be like, you know, a heat wave, but the weather looks dry and highs of 20 degrees. So we'll take that. That's summer in Ireland. That's
we'll
great.
Take that.
Yes, yeah. We will.
Candice, that is summer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Candice, would you like to give a shout out to your kids listening this morning, or are they with you?
I've got my oldest here, Jordan, with me, and then I've got my partner, Clyde. My little four-year-old has gone off to preschool already, and my 14-year-old is sleeping.
Very good. Okay. Okay. Well, good morning,
good
to
morning,
all
guys.
The kids this morning. Candice, morning. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
I think today we'll go with Rebecca.
Rebecca,
Candice,
off
thank
to
you.
The soundproof booths. Let's get a win with Candice this morning in Matchy Matchy. Candice, would you barbecue now if it's just cloudy and warm, or do you need the sun?
You know what, Brendan, we barbecue in the rain.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I you can't be too picky in Ireland, to be honest.
No, you can't.
You
be.
Really can't. Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy is slip.
Abba.
Say that to me again.
Cover.
Slip, cover.
Yeah.
Your second word is egg.
Cup.
Egg, cup.
Yeah.
And your third word is play.
Dough.
Play, dough. Okay, you're saying slip, cover, egg, cup, and Play-Doh. Candice, are we locking those in?
Yep.
We're locking them in. Excellent stuff. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. A lovely Friday visit. How was that this morning?
Would you believe there was a barbecue in there?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, the halloumi and sausages were out.
Oh, fab stuff. Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Candice this morning. Your first word is slip.
Oh gosh. Slip. I
I think I'm just going to go with the first thing that came into my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say slip road.
Your second word is egg.
Egg chair.
And your third word is play.
PlayStation.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Candace this morning? Not this morning. You were on two totally different pages. Candace said slip cover.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking slip knot or slip road. Like slip knot. Like,
yeah.
What?
I thought slip up.
Yeah,
well,
slip
I don't
up.
Know.
Really good, Brendan.
Egg cup,
yeah,
Candace went for.
Yeah.
And Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were great answers, Candace. I'm so sorry that we didn't
brilliant
match.
Answers,
that's
Candace.
Okay.
Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Good morning to the
thank
family.
You.
Have a great weekend. And you know what? Hail, rain or shine, I'd say have the barbecue, Candace.
Do it.
We will. Thanks,
do it. Have
guys.
A great weekend. Thanks for playing. We're going to send you a 90FM goodie bag, of course. We'll do it all again Monday. Did you match three with Reb this morning?
I highly doubt it.
I don't know. Slip road was brilliant. I think I would have said egg chair as well. I might have said playground.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
good.
Know. We'll do it again Monday. We'd love to have you on. We really want to give away these prizes.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Well, Taste of Dublin has kicked off at Merrion Square. And we had an absolute ball yesterday evening.
No, it's honestly our playground every summer.
It's just brilliant. So many gorgeous restaurants. And yesterday, myself and Brendan, we actually did something we'd never done before. We took to the Taste Kitchen stage at Taste of Dublin for a head-to-head battle.
Yeah, we described it as a sort of a blend of Ready, Steady, Cook, MasterChef, the professionals. Celebrities? No, neither of those. Yeah, we went head to head and we were challenged to make a breakfast item each.
Yes, yes, because we present the Big Breakfast on 98FM. Producer Russell, who is one half of the Gastro Gaze, a food critic himself, he chose the dishes that we were making.
Yeah.
So I was tasked with creating a potato and halloumi hash with a fried egg.
Here's how Reb got on yesterday evening.
Oh, yeah! Hello, everyone. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Fried egg. Guys, I've not made a fried egg, I don't think, ever. I usually have a scrambled egg early.
True.
Or a boiled egg. Fried egg, not happened. I have chopped up my halloumi into cubes.
Nice.
I am currently letting the potatoes fry on the pan, and I'm going to chop up the scallions now in a second.
Huge.
So these are actually, guys, these kind of look like a leek. I don't
they're
know if anyone's noticed
they're
this at the moment.
Very,
in the supermarket.
That's
like, I would be in Al's. I'm actually going to half these scallions because they look like a full onion. I feel like Shrek. Oh, I'm full of layers. We'll do a bit of sauté.
Oh, lovely.
Woo! Oh, a little bit over here as well. My burnt halloumi. Ooh.
It's not burnt, it's caramelized.
Do you think? Is that egg not looking a bit holy?
As in religious.
Okay, guys. We're coming
this
to the end.
This looks and
of the
smells
dish.
Amazing.
It does actually. I'm quite impressed.
Sorry, this looks insane.
And the yolk will act as a sauce. Okay, guys. I'm done. Thank you. Utterly chaotic.
She's
but I'm glad
chef,
I'm glad that I mastered the fried egg thanks to Brendan's tip of putting the top of the pan
lid
on for a few minutes, and I'm glad that the yolk didn't spill everywhere because that was my fear.
I think your fried egg was absolutely perfect. You managed to get it crispy around the edge, but then it was still jammy in the middle because you wanted to run it all over your spuds.
I'm going to start making fried eggs now.
I'm going to make the dish you made last night. I'm going to make this weekend. It looks so and tasted so good as well. I was then tasked with making, if you've seen The Bear on Disney Plus, in one of the seasons of The Bear, they make an omelette and it's stuffed full of cream cheese. It's got chives and crisps on top.
Delicious.
I was tasked with making that. Here are my lowlights.
In one of the episodes in one of the first seasons, she just makes this omelette. It's a real kind of, it's not part of the story. It's just a cutaway and the omelette looked so good that I tried to make it at home and it was out. It's an omelette folded over, full of, do you know the boursin? Boursin?
Boursin?
Boursin?
Oh, I love that.
Full of that. Beyond making this, I don't ever make omelets. I always felt like when I was a kid, I didn't like the flavor of them.
Yeah.
And then when I got older and I had a good one, I realized that I didn't like it because my mom, God love her, had been burning them.
Oh,
sorry, mom.
Okay, so I've got three eggs now whisked in that bowl.
That's a healthy portion of butter.
Healthy. I mean, healthy. The butter is melted in the pan and the butter is melted in the eggs as well, guys. This is going to be too buttery. Guys, I don't know what's happening here. I've never seen this happen before with my omelette.
What happened?
There seems to be an air bubble.
There's an air bubble in the omelette.
There's also a lot of liquid, but I do think that's my own fault. I think it's butter. We're going to add more liquid.
More liquid.
And then, guys, very technical.
This is the piece de resistance.
Get your crisps and just... There you go. That is allegedly the omelette from the bear. Thank you.
Well done.
Brendan, what a recipe. You did so well.
So much fun. So did you. I'd cook a bit more than you would.
Mm.
I think you did... unbelievably, you couldn't have made your dish any better.
Well, listen, this is it. We had so much fun though going head to head.
It was
a tie according to Chef Erica Drummond, producer Russell.
Yeah, but I think I had an unfair advantage. I've made mine before.
Well, I say it was a tie according to the experts, but according to the crowd, it was a landslide in Brendan's favour, and it was absolutely deserved because I'm now going to make that omelette.
Yeah, and I'm going to make your potato hash with halloumi. Delicious stuff. And we'll definitely be back at Taste of Dublin over the weekend. If you're there, check out 98FM. You can't miss us. It's the big red bus beside the big red stage.
Yes, and the music stage, I'm telling you, the acts on that stage are absolutely amazing, including 98FM DJs. Ian Hannafin was there last night, Andy Preston, Jessica Massiel. They'll be playing the tunes across the weekend. It's such a laugh.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan, you're starting with a joke.
I am. A one-liner has been named the best school joke in England by the Beano. Remember the Beano comic?
Yeah, I do.
So the children's comic, it got kids from schools all over the country to submit their favourite joke. And after searching high and low, the year six boys class at Joy Lane in Whitstable was named the funniest.
Oh.
Would you like to hear the joke?
I would love to.
I didn't think food could make calls, but then boom, onion rings. It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's silly.
It's silly, but it's clever. Jack is the pupil who came up with the joke.
Onion rings sort of sounds like it's cooling you, but obviously food can't make cools.
He's put a lot of thought into it.
I love an onion ring.
Same. Jack says he tried out his joke on his brother who's older than him. His brother's a teenager.
Yeah.
And he said when he told him the joke, his brother just went, "Oh yeah, cool." He's like, he thinks he's jealous.
Probably.
Here's Jack's teacher, Beth Ann Crow.
We knew we were onto a special one because the whole class just fit of giggles. It's absolutely adorable when you have like 32 children just giggling. Oh. And we're like, we've got to use this one. It's so wholesome.
So now, as a prize, they've been given an award by Beano, like a plaque that they can put up in the classroom. But they are also, like Jack, his classmates and his teacher, are going to be like drawn into like one of the next episodes of the Beano.
That's so cool.
It's really cool, isn't it?
A budding comedian there.
Yeah, big time. Finally this morning, if you're a lad in a van, listen up. This could be your big moment.
Oh.
Applications for the 2027 Irish Tradesmen Calendar... are now open.
Oh, I didn't know they did this.
Neither did I.
Do you have one with?
I used to have one with hot priests who then it turned out weren't priests.
Yeah.
I was sent it anonymously. I didn't buy it. So they're looking to hear from everyone, including sparks, plumbers, plasterers, carpenters, bricklayers and apprentices.
Brilliant.
In short, I think they're looking for anyone who looks good in a pair of Snickers.
This is
right?
It.
They're looking for 12 lads to take part in a photo shoot to fill each month of next year's Irish Tradesmen calendar. It's described as homegrown, handsome and a little bit naughty. I've had a look at the application form. Not from myself.
Thinking about applying, Brendan?
It's just a public service. I'm just for anyone. If you're on a building site this morning and you're listening, this is what you need to know. So they're looking for name, age, county, occupation and type of trade. Then they say, if any. So I'd say you could just lash the gear on.
Yeah.
They're looking for fun facts, hobbies, They want to know if you've got photo shoot experience or not.
Okay.
And they're looking for 2 to 3 recent photos. Don't do a Pete and Donna, Gavin and Stacey now.
Don't
you need
do
a
that.
Recent photograph.
Don't do that.
If you're not a tradie, great news.
Oh!
They're also doing the Irish Farmer Calendar.
Brilliant.
A separate application form for that. And they say if you've got a tractor, a tan line and a bit of confidence, they want to hear from you. No modelling experience necessary. Just be up for the crack. And they'll pop you in fun, cheeky and light-hearted poses.
Will you be happy to receive an anonymous calendar?
I will absolutely be happy to receive an anonymous tradesman and farmer calendar. That is Brendan's bit.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.